This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, here it is, the 9 o'clock stretch. God, it feels better. Welcome, my friends. 906 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Ton of stuff to talk about, including what a turnaround yesterday in the market. Key phrase, though, volatility. It's going to be a roller coaster ride for a while. Prepare yourself for that. In the meantime, though, we have Public Information Officer Captain Chris Sims from Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Captain, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you all?
Fantastic. It's great to see you.
Good to see you, sir.
It's another day in paradise. Look, Saturday, orange and blue game. I know law enforcement will be out there like they are for all major functions. Tell me what folks can look forward to and what law enforcement, all the parameters of what you have to do on a big day like that.
Yes, sir. So we're obviously very excited, just like the rest of the community, that our men's basketball won the national championship.
Huge!
We were celebrating just like the rest of Gainesville was. And
maybe not exactly. I didn't see you climbing any light poles, but you may have. In your own neighborhood, Chris.
I knew they had greased the ones downtown, I just went around my home. But, safety is always the greatest priority here in Alachua County, especially in Gainesville, especially when you have large amount of citizens who are coming to our stadium. You know, we're one of the largest stadiums actually in the United States for the NCAA. And so we will have law enforcement presence from the sheriff's office, the Gainesville Police Department, University Police Department. Oftentimes on the larger games, you even see outside entities such as Marion County, things like that join in. But we do collaborate with all of our law enforcement partners. And the goal is always to keep you safe. But we're also, friendly. We're in the community. Stop, say hey, wave, handshake, all those things. We really enjoy that.
Yeah, and you have a tough task. You've got the little issues that can be kind of an annoyance, but you don't want people to get hurt as a result. But you also have what could be major threats when you have a group of people that large, and you get any kind of national attention, which this will bring. And during the football season, it's the same thing. But I have a feeling this orange and blue game might be the best attended for a very long time.
I would have to agree with you. And I would also, on that note, I would say that, please keep in mind that when you see the law enforcement deputies who are protecting the exterior of the stadium, I know a lot of times people tend to get nervous. They see a little extra body armor, and those deputies have rifles. Please know that that's not because we received some imminent threat.
Right.
There is some issue with your safety. That is a preventative measure to ensure that we are creating an environment that's as safe as possible for the potential of someone who wishes harm.
And this is the world we live in today. So, yeah, there's no doubt about it. The only time I don't get afraid, it's just the reaction I get when I ask them if I can see their gun. They get kind of funny about that. It's like, come on, man.
They must know you.
It's possible.
His reputation precedes him.
So recently, and you've been involved in this for a long time, Tip a Cop, That took place last night, Texas Roadhouse. And this is events that will pop up in various areas. And you raise money for Special Olympics. So that's been a great cause, right? And
a pretty good
turnout.
Yes, this is absolutely wonderful. So the Law Enforcement Torch Run is known throughout the state. And Special Olympics Florida is such a great cause. We love the athletes that not only come out during these events, but that we also get to interact with as they're performing their various, you know, track running and basketball and flag football. And what a great opportunity for us as law enforcement to give back to the Special Olympics community. We'll have a torch run that occurs here in Alachua County, as it does in every other county. And then the final leg, I believe, is in May. That will happen at the ESPN Wide World of Sports there in Disney.
Oh, fantastic stuff. And the easy thing to do is social media, like Facebook, Alachua County Sheriff, Instagram. That way, if you push follow, you'll get these things that'll pop up. And if the tip of cop comes to an area near you, you can participate and help raise funds for Special Olympics. And that's been going on for a while, right?
It has. And keep in mind, not just for community events, but, you know, transparency has been a huge thing under our current administration with Sheriff Scott. And we're doing our best to release as much detail to various incidents that occur within our county. So if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram, you'll also have an opportunity to see what our deputies are out there doing every day, our communications personnel, our jail personnel. We're doing everything possible to remain transparent with the community and show you what is really going on, you know, behind the scenes.
I'm sure one of your favorite jobs is rookie break-in time, because you're captain now and you got a new recruiting class that just came out of Santa Fe College Institute for Public Safety. So congrats to those folks. Class number 167,
yes, sir.
Of which I guess many are going to be members of the Alachua County Sheriff's Office, correct?
Yes, sir. So those are sponsored recruits. They have been hired by the Sheriff's Office, placed through the Law Enforcement Academy. Their next stop will be that they will take the state exam. And once passing the state exam, they will go into what we call the mini academy, which is training of our policies and procedures and how we operate. And then we will place them with a field training deputy. They'll have several phases of training before we allow them to be a solo deputy sheriff and responding to those moments of crisis.
And they also have to watch the movie Training Day, in which Captain Chris Sims plays the role of Denzel Washington.
So. Negative.
Negative? Wow. No? Not good. Okay. No, I just thought I'd work that in there. The city of Jacksonville just passed a law that's going to criminalize illegal immigration. And I think you just mentioned that the state right now kind of has a hold on that whole thing. I guess my overall question is, you know, how are you working with federal authorities? How is that going with, you know, DHS and the feds, and how you work together on some of these things, you know, that have to do with illegal immigrants?
Yeah, so please keep in mind that this is an ever-evolving situation. As I mentioned to you off the air, we just received information that there is a temporary injunction against the state law that was created regarding immigration. As it stands now, law enforcement is not to enforce that state law. Just so everyone in our community is aware, our deputy sheriffs are not stopping people, asking them what their immigration status is. We are continuing to enforce the law, which is our job. And if a person is arrested and taken to the jail and they are a foreign-born arrestee, that is any foreign-born arrestee, since 2004, there has been a policy and a law in place that requires that the county jail reports to immigration any foreign-born arrestee to determine if there's any holds at a federal level. And if there are, then there are certain sanctions in place that we must abide by federal law. So that's been since 2004. That hasn't changed. There's been no current policy change. And we will continue to have our legal counsel monitor as the law changes. And then, you know, effectively, our job is to enforce the law.
It's got to be tough, because what if you ask a person to produce identification and either they can't or they don't have it, or, you know, are you guaranteed that is the person with the identification? I mean, a real bad guy might, you know, try to get a false identity, right?
Yeah, please keep in mind, though, that that's been the history of law enforcement. I mean, we encounter people throughout the ages. I mean, I've been in law enforcement 22 years, and there's been many a times that I've encountered someone who produces a false name, doesn't wish to give identification, and we have opportunities and ways that we can identify those folks, whether it be through the AFIS system, the fingerprint identification system, stuff like that. So what I would say is that some of the biggest concern right now is that we have folks who maybe their immigration status isn't approved, or maybe they did enter the country without authorization. The concern there is if they get victimized or they witness a heinous crime, that they're not willing to come forward and report those things. Please know that that state law actually says that we can't take that enforcement action against you if you're a victim of a crime, no matter your immigration status. Or if you're reporting a crime, or if you are the substantial witness to that crime. So, it's always a double-edged sword, but on both sides, we want to make sure that people know that you still don't have the right to be victimized. Please call us. We will help you.
All right. Fantastic information. Really appreciate it. Public Information Officer Captain Chris Sims with the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Always a pleasure, my friend. Stay in the great shape you always are in.
Hey, I'm trying. I'm sucking it in right now.
And stay safe.
Thank you.
We appreciate what you do in law enforcement for sure. All right, it is 9:16, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Another beautiful day, my friends. You believe it? Every day when you wake up, you go, man, how was I so blessed that I get to live in paradise? Mm-hmm. And it's all how you look at it.
Oh, yeah.
Attitude of gratitude take you a long way. You can wake up every day grumpy, right? You could watch MSNBC and, you know, jump off your roof, but I wouldn't suggest that.
No, that'd be a bad idea.
It's 9:20, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Orange and Blue Weekend. It's going to be huge. Huge. I think they had like 48,000 people attended last year. It's free to go see spring football if you're new to the area, Florida Gators. And man, what a great way to, there's a lot of meet and greet involved. There's some stuff you could win, get there early enough, around 11-ish. The game will actually kick off at 1, though. But there'll be a lot happening around the campus and such. So take advantage of that if you would like to. And it's always fun, but I think we're going to have quite the crowd with the national championship, the basketball team, and all that.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
It will.
And these are, you know, look, it's one of that's, you know, you don't have to be a Gator fan, clearly, but it is kind of one of the gels. It is one of those things that helps to kind of bond the community in many ways.
Well, and if you think about it, because within the community, and depending on what city of the community you're actually in or town, there's a lot of diversity of political feelings, shall
what?
We say. I know.
Get out.
I know. Shocking.
I never knew that.
Yeah, news alert. This is one thing that you can go to Gainesville and agree on and feel good about and don't talk about politics.
I like that.
You like? See?
That's nice.
Yeah, trying to be an optimist.
My
here.
Blood pressure likes that too, Greg.
Yes.
Can you keep going?
Yes, absolutely. I'm here to be a comfort, Bob. I'm
yes.
a comfort.
Well, you know, I take great comfort and pride when people are waving American flags and saying God bless America. And that's what you're going to get at Rock the Country.
Woo.
It's a festival for we the people and 97.3 The Sky. We've got your free tickets Monday morning. Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and a whole bunch more. This is a two-day event in Ocala, May 9th and 10th. And if you listen Monday morning to our show, The Bob Rose Show, you'll get the code word, and then you'll have an opportunity to text and win your tickets. Message and data rates may apply. Tickets on sale now at rockthecountry.com. That, if it's anything like last year, is going to be a blast, and the weather's going to be better than it was last year. It's not going to be as hot, so it's going to be even better. Mm-hmm. If there's such a possibility, it will be.
Gotta love it.
And President Trump, he's winning for all of us. Don't be a panickin'. Stay the course. Watch the strategy unfold. The market will still be up and down. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Mama told me a long time ago.
And eggs still ain't cheap,
great advice.
Be doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mama, I got no eggs to put in no basket right now. But, yeah. Good stuff's happening. And you got to, you know, you just want to acknowledge that. You need to acknowledge that. The news has always been driven by, you know, a lot of negative forces. It's just the nature of it, you know? If it bleeds, it leads kind of mentality. And it's only gotten worse since you got the 24-hour news cycle. And, you know, I just think it raises the anxiety temperature of the populace. It really does. And that's why, you know, you start your day with a Bob Rose Show, and then once you've done that, nothing else really matters. I mean, check in from time to time because we need the whole station to do well. But I'm going to try to start you off with what you need and in a positive way. Because, first thing in the morning, do you want me pounding away, yelling? And I'm capable of doing that occasionally, but only in small doses. All right. Let me just... I got a whole stack of goodies here we haven't even touched on. And Greg gets very mad because we do show prep. He's like, you hardly used anything.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I mean, he doesn't say it to me.
Not quite
kind
that.
Of.
Like, hey, you got that in the stack over there, Bob.
So the executive that was fired after pretty much destroying Bud Light.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you'd think somebody like that, an executive.
Yes.
You're going to have a tough time finding work. No, he's now working. I'm sorry, she is now working for Live Golf.
Well, really? Now, if people don't know who that is, that's a big deal considering the whole thing with Bud Light.
Yeah, it's a big, basically a huge Middle Eastern conglomerate that is in competition with the PGA. And Alyssa Heinerscheid is now working for Live Golf. She was fired by Bud Light in 2023 after the fiasco of her comments that the beer brand had become too fratty. Too fratty.
Yeah.
And that she was planning to revamp the beer's image. Oh!
Oh!
And,
boy,
and vamp is only part of the word revamp. You see? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Man, I mean, literally, Greg, the essence of hold my beer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't.
No. Yeah. There's nothing better than that one.
Hold my. Wow. Hey, Bud Light is a little too fratty. Woo. Oh, you want to change that image? Okay. Hold my beer. Wow.
That's crazy.
After news broke that Heiner Scheid had signed with LIV, social media users scoffed at the would-be golf giant for the move. Quote, the lady that almost single-handedly destroyed the Bud Light brand is now at LIV Golf. Huge win for the PGA.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. All right. And, of course, you make it into that executive strata, and it seems like they generally land on their feet.
Yeah, but those
cheer the guy working on the production line, and you know what? One can falls off the line, and you try to prevent the spill from getting worse by drinking the contents instead of letting it contaminate the whole floor, and now you're the bad guy, and you have trouble finding work. But the executive that basically destroys a brand, you'll make a fine living somewhere else.
Okay. Yeah, most Middle Easterners don't go for that sort of thing.
I was going to say, if you try to employ anything close to your rebranding, probably not going to bode well.
Yeah. Over there, you lose more than your job, Dan.
Yeah, like if you steal, it could be a missing hand involved.
Yeah.
Hey, since we're kind of semi on the topic, the transgender fencer. Not the one that repairs fences, the one that takes and they fight each other with the swords. Yeah. That kind of fencer.
Fencing, yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
He was competing in the Women's USA fencing tournament, and the woman decided, no, I'm not going to put up with it. Stephanie Turner refused the match against transgender opponent. This was at the Cherry Blossom Open in Maryland this past weekend, opting to take a knee instead. All right, and she wanted that to be recognized. Well, the transgender fencer who competed in that tournament, the women's tournament, has stepped down from the Wagner College women's fencing team. So, I don't know what is going to, what's going to happen next. According to Fox News, Wagner College confirmed that Redmond Sullivan exited the team more than a week following the viral controversy at the Cherry Blossom Open. Sullivan is shown to have competed for the Wagner women's team in the foil competition in several meets during the first half of the 24-25 season, and participated on the men's team during the 23-24 season.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
He's a quick change artist.
Oh. Wow.
So to speak. Mm. Theoretically. Yeah. Rhetorically.
We don't want to know.
Is that a...
I don't know.
Keep it in its sheath.
Yes, please.
9:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 15 minutes away from things that make you smile, right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the 6th Annual Appreciation Dinner is coming up April 26th at the World Equestrian Center. My friends at Soldiers Freedom Outdoors helping to heal the hidden wounds of war. If you'd like an opportunity to help veterans and enjoy a great meal, some drinks, and an outstanding conversation with Major General James the Hammer Hartsell, then I highly recommend you attend this Appreciation Dinner. There are plenty of opportunities also for sponsorships, so get in touch today, and thank you in advance. Go to SoldiersFreedomOutdoors.org. That's SoldiersFreedomOutdoors.org. Go Gators, go! Orange and blue game this weekend, Saturday. Game time 1. Events and fun kick off around 11. So they expect maybe larger crowds than usual, and usually they get pretty big crowds.
Oh, yeah.
So just, with the whole parking situation and all of that, just keep it in mind. And so we'll kind of lower your level of anxiety, Greg.
Oh, yeah.
Not mentioning any names.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you just heard probably the Fox Financial Report. Inflation rose in March at a slower pace than expected.
Nice.
However, it still remained well above the Federal Reserve's goal. Yeah. And they're going to monitor the impact of tariffs on consumer prices in the weeks and months ahead, obviously. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, about an hour ago, I guess it came out, said that the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, that's a broad measure of how much everyday goods like gasoline, groceries, and rent cost, decreased by 0.1% in March compared with last month, while, however, it was up 2.4% on an annual basis. But these things were, you know, a little bit better than what some of the economists predicted, so that's just another positive sign. But again, you know, bumpy road ahead, volatility, market's going to be up and down, and as long as you kind of know that, then the ride isn't as shocking or scary, because, you know, it's just the nature of the way things are going to be. Anytime you have change, and there's going to be a lot of change, and it's going to be positive, and it's going to be the U.S. not being taken advantage of by many countries who have no problem putting a tariff on the exports that, leave our shores, but they don't expect us to do the same thing. And we have the leverage, and Trump is making this evident because we're the big consumers. We're the big boys on the block. It's not even close. We consume consumption. Or something like that. But no, we are the... we're the buyers, and we only export like 11%. So if you want to play that game, you're going to lose. We're going to win. America's going to win. Sounds simple? Of course it's not. But in some ways, it could be. It might be. California man, thank you for replacing what would have been a Florida man story for once.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
California man pled guilty, charges of selling more than $250,000 worth of fake sports memorabilia.
That's not very nice.
Including fake Masters tournament jackets. Ooh, wouldn't you be irritated if you paid a bunch of money and it's not real? Oh. It's fake memorabilia. By the way, speaking of the Masters, they're teeing off from Augusta today. Yes. $250,000 worth of fake stuff. Anthony Tremaine. Anthony Tremaine, 58, accepted a plea deal that could see him serving 20 years in jail. Yep, selling memorabilia containing purportedly genuine signatures of famous athletes, musicians, actors, and other celebrities from 2010 to 2019. They say he sold the fake items mixed in with genuine items and often pushed fake certificates of authenticity to accompany the memorabilia. Yeah, I mean, isn't that... You go, well, I've got the certificate right here. Yeah? Where'd that come from? I don't know.
Whoops.
Yeah. The FBI first uncovered the activities after agents reportedly caught him selling forged signatures to the Kardashians.
Wow. Huh.
Isn't that weird? Like, the Kardashians, they're, like, famous and rich, but yet they see a value in, you know, collecting sports memorabilia.
Yeah, that includes players.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's some players in there.
Oh, yeah.
There's some players that play with them Kardashians. Let's just let that go.
Yeah, quickly, go back to the previous topic.
Davis Gainesville, Chevrolet Skylines. Good morning, Jeff. What's up?
Hey, I hate to go back to the market stuff, but that guy that called that was the market guru, does he listen or do y'all just get in touch with him to call? Does he listen?
You're referring to Larry?
I guess he said he knew was in it for 45 years. The reason is because I called on What's Making You Smile. I bought shares at $10. They were worth $200, and they crashed, and I was wondering how often that kind of thing happens, and then why does it happen? And I'm back up to 50, which is fine, and I'm sure $200,000 gets lost in the ethers all the time. But I'm just wondering, that's my question for a market guru, why would something start at 10, go to 200 in 2 days, and then bottom back out at 30? Like, I'm just curious about that dynamic, if you know or whatever. Thanks.
Yeah, I know. I just never have the guts to put my own money in a lot of these things.
That's true.
Yeah, but yeah. I can tell everybody else how to live for sure. When you have a IPO, you know, initial public offering, this is when a stock is going public. Depending on the anticipation and the hype, you're going to have a built-in market that it drives the price up. Now, anything could happen from there. It can level off. It can go very high. It could then take a dump right away. There is really no telling with an IPO. And that's what I think you're referring to, where the initial public offering was very, very cheap, like $10. And then it went up, what, over 100 or 200 even, I think? Yeah. And then it dropped. If you're going to go in the game and be stock specific, then you're going to have to specifically follow that stock, and you're going to have to pay attention to it. And that's one of the reasons why I never got involved in that level, because a long time ago I learned that when I'm dealing with money, I get anxious, okay? And Greg knows a little bit about anxiety, and that's why mm-hmm. I was never the big, the one who paid the bills.
Yeah.
Because it would weigh on me.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, I don't know how, you know, my ex, how she juggled things, but God bless her, she did it. Mm-hmm. I looked at it one time because I knew I could do it better, theoretically. No. I go, whatever magic dust you have that you're making this work and we're not imprisoned, this is good. This is when the kids were, you know, younger. And
right.
Anyway.
That's funny.
So you get this IPO. You bought it dirt cheap. You bought it. That had to be, I think, probably what it was offered publicly right from the get-go. So you were on it. Good. What I would do is, as you see it climb, you have to decide at some point, okay, I'm going to mark it right there. When it gets to X, and hopefully it does, then you're going to sell.
So if that's doubling, tripling, whatever your money, you make your own rule and stick to it.
But don't sell it all.
Right.
Because the market will benefit you over the long term. But you can definitely sell at least your money, or in the case of that, when it goes up that fast, you know, you could double or triple your money.
Yep.
But then it's just like, you know, you're gambling.
Yeah.
It's hard to get away from the table. But if you say in advance, hey, if I get to $500 at this table, mm-hmm. I'm walking away, because yeah. in my mind, this is how I do it. Because for $500, I can buy a cool jacket.
And you've won at that point.
Yeah.
You're a winner.
Yeah. You walk away. You won. You beat the game.
Yep.
Anyway. So with the stocks, yeah, the IPOs, they have been, historically, can be very volatile. And you just, to me, if it's going through the roof, you're like, yeah, you're it's so awesome. But remember, a stock is only worth what you can sell it for.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. You could say, I got the old Bitcoin. I got $1 billion worth of Bitcoin. I go, yeah, let's cash it in. Well, you're always given some reason. Now I know it's simpler now, but I'm going back a few years. But yeah, on your way up, mark it and say that. And you can do the same thing when it's on its way down. You can say, hey, if it goes all the way down to, say, $50, then I want out. And you still came out way ahead.
Right, because you got on at 10.
You say sell at 50 and you're out. But again, I'm an expert with other people's money. If it's my own, I will just choke. I'll be anxiety ridden.
Yeah. And buy a Harley.
Yeah. There was one I could kick myself on, but mm-hmm. it is what it is.
We've all had those moments.
Yeah. I actually had the money, though, to actually do it at the time. In my base, well, not actually in my hands, but very close.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, we learn.
You know what?
Yeah.
I believe all my blessings come from the good Lord. And if he wants me to almost drown in blessings,
mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that.
There you go.
He'll make it happen if it's meant to be.
I like that feeling.
Otherwise, you know, he keeps me, well, a little bit humble.
Mm-hmm.
I said a little bit, Greg.
I didn't comment that time.
Things that make you smile is up next. Upbeat positive thoughts you share with us. 877-975-9825. It's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call now. Sometimes it is the little things that really make you smile. It is that time. Things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts that you want to share with us. You know, happy stuff. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Things That Make You Smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis. You know what's making me smile, Greg?
What's that?
I've got some new D-rings coming for my bumpers that are on Magma. And yes, of course, like you would expect, completely color coordinated. They will look tough and cool and with a certain amount of flash, which completely reflects who I am.
Yes, you have to limit the flashing. That'll just say.
Yeah.
But that will look good.
I'm not going to get caught doing that again.
No.
I didn't say I'm not going to do it.
You're not going to get caught.
877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Sam. What's making you smile?
Oh, man. Greg's comment on what the things that the Kardashians collect. That's the best laugh I have had in days. I've got to say, bravo, Greg. You had perfect timing and spoken like a true smartass.
Well, I take that with all the respect that you send it my way. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
It's just how my brain works. Because, you know, even my wife will go, she'll look at me when I, you know, that line, it just happens. You know, I don't plan it ahead or write it. I'm not a comedy writer. It's just that my brain hears something and goes, bam.
This is what it clicks to.
And what I have to determine is, do I say it or do I not in that split second?
Because you're old school radio. Don't say anything on the air that you wouldn't want your mom to hear.
Yes.
And in our case, literally, your mom really could be listening.
When your mom and your pastor are listening, you really got to toe the line, you know.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Hi, Pastor Chris. At least we got that covered, right?
Oh, yeah. You bet.
All right. Let's go to, we still have an open phone line, 877-975-9825. Make it quick. Mark, good morning. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is I'm at the website IcelandAir.com, and they have $1,010 round trips Jacksonville to Reykjavik, Iceland, all throughout, like, parts of June. And it just kind of, I'm about to, like, make the move so I can go see the Aurora Borealis.
Man. Go for it, man. It's about $40 for a cheeseburger there. Ooh. Deborah, what's making you smile?
When he just said that, what making me smile, can you imagine if the Kardashians were trying to buy a Bruce Jenner autograph?
On a box of Wheaties.
That's a whole different person. Sort of.
Well, that was Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
That was Bruce Jenner, exactly.
I'm glad I stopped eating Wheaties exactly when I did.
Yeah.
Just saying. Oh, my goodness. Thanks, everybody, for playing along, but we're not done yet. You smell that? That's the smoking gun, and it's coming up next, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Time now for the smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. So in Germany, you know, there's this kind of free speech issue going on, and Germany's been accused of violating this basic Western value and principle. And so a guy posts a meme, and it's really a satirical image of a politician holding a sign that says, "I hate freedom of speech." To prove that the German government doesn't hate free speech, they put a guy in jail for utilizing free speech.
Whoa.
Yeah. Ironic? Yes. And it's also your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your whole family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.